Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of The Stories We Tell, and the first video edition of The Stories We Tell, at the request of a few of my dear friends who have been begging me to do this, and I have just been quite unsure about how to do it. I seem to be sitting in a yogic pose. I sort of am, but I'm not going to break out into yoga, and I'm not going to break out into a song, I promise. But today I just want to say my last story for 2020. And I know commemorate, I suppose, isn't the kind of word you associate with 2020, but I think we need to pay tribute to it for what it has been, for what it could have been, and for what it brought out in us. So, what better way to do this than to do what I love doing, which is reading a book? I am looking the wrong direction. I think I should be looking at the camera. Anyway, so what we're going to be ending this year with is this fantastic book given to me by one of my dearest friends. Thank you, Rima. Love you. And this is just the best gift ever for the 10-year-old, but also for me. The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse by Charlie Magazine. So I'm going to start off reading the introduction and then go straight into the book. Hello. You started at the beginning, which is impressive. I usually start in the middle and never read introductions. It's surprising that I've made a book because I'm not good at reading them. The truth is, I need pictures. They are like islands, places to get to in a sea of words. This book is for everyone, without, whether you are 80 or 8. I feel like I'm both sometimes. I'd like it to be one you can dip into anywhere. Anytime, start in the middle if you like. Scribble on it, crease the corners, and leave it well thumbed. The drawings are mainly of a boy, a mole, a fox, and a horse. I'll tell you a little bit about them, although I'm sure you'll see things here that I don't. So I'll be quick. The boy is lonely when the mole first surfaces. They spend time together gazing into the wild. I think the wild is a bit like life. Frightening sometimes, but beautiful. In their wanderings, they meet the fox. It's never going to be easy meeting a fox if you're a mole. The boy is full of questions. Lots of fireworks already. The mole is greedy for cake. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been hurt by life. The horse is the biggest thing they've ever encountered, and also the gentlest. They are all different, like us, and each has their own weaknesses. I can see myself in all four of them. Perhaps you can too. Their adventures happen in springtime, where one moment snow is falling and the sun shines the next, which is also a little bit like life. It can turn on a sixpence. I hope this book encourages you, perhaps, to live courageously, with more kindness for yourself and others, and to ask for help when you need it, which is always a brave thing to do. When I was making the book, I often wondered, who on earth am I to be doing this? But as the horse says, the truth is, everyone is winging it. So I say, spread your wings and follow your dreams. This book is one of mine. I hope you enjoy it, and much love to you. Thank you, Charlie. So, on that note, I'm going to turn the camera so you can... Oh, crikey. I can't turn the camera. Right, you're just going to have to see me? Wow. No, I know. I can turn it around, can't I? In a wonderful way. Okay. So, it says, hello. I'm so small, said the mole. Yes, said the boy. But you make a huge difference. What do you want to be when you grow up? Kind, said the boy. Isn't that incredible? We all think we want to be pilots and astronauts and doctors, and that's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful to do that, but we forget to be kind empathetic, loving. What do you think success is? Asked the boy. To love, said the mole. Well, hello. King. Do you have a favorite saying? Asked the boy. Yes, said the mole. What is it? If at first you don't succeed, have some cake. I see. Does it work? Every time. And the mole sees some more cake. Just a tiny taste. I got you a delicious cake, said the mole. Did you? Yes. Where is it? I ate it, said the mole. Oh, but I got you another. How did you? Where is that? The same thing seems to have happened. You can never have too much cake. What do you think is the biggest waste of time? Comparing yourself to others. That is by far the biggest waste and the biggest mistake. What would you even gain by comparing yourself to someone, right? Biggest waste of time. I wonder if there is a school of unlearning. Isn't that incredible? School of unlearning. We learn so much and condition our minds to so much stuff. We just don't blank our heads and start afresh. Most of the old moles I know wish they had listened less to their fears and more to their dreams. What is that over there? It's the wild, said the mole. Don't you feel it? Imagine how we would be if we were less afraid. And in the next picture, something and someone's coming. The fox. I'm not afraid, said the mole. If I wasn't caught in this snare, I'd kill you, said the fox. If you stay in that snare, you will die, said the mole. So, the mole chewed through the wire with his tiny teeth. One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things. That's so true, right? You create that. You create a situation based on how you react. And the little boy sitting out there. Aren't these illustrations absolutely beautiful? I've learned to be in the present. How? Asked the boy. I find a quiet spot and shut my eyes and breathe. That's so good. And then? And then I focus. What do you focus on? Cake, said the mole. Isn't it odd? We can only see our outsides, but nearly everything happens on the inside. Be careful not to fall. And the fox saves him. So much beauty we need to look after. Being kind to yourself is one of the greatest kindnesses. We are so quick to be kind to everybody. Kind to the dog, kind to the cat, kind to the people around us, kind to people who need help. But we're never kind to ourselves. So one of the greatest kindnesses is to be kind to ourselves. We often wait for kindness, but being kind to yourself can start now, said the mole. Often, the hardest person to forgive is yourself. Sometimes I feel lost, said the boy. Me too. But we love you, and love brings you home. I think everyone is just trying to get home. And it's interesting because home is not always a place. Home is not just a house. Home is a place in your head. Home is a place in your heart where you feel comfortable, where you feel comforted and loved. there's a new entrant.
Hello.
Hello. Doing nothing with friends is never doing nothing, is it? Asked the boy. No.
Because they're doing so many things together.
You fell, but I've got you.
Everyone is a bit scared, said the horse, but we are less scared together.
Tears fall for a reason, and they are your strength, not weakness. It's so often that people will tell you, don't cry, that's a sign of weakness, but no. It takes a lot of strength to show your tears.
What is the bravest thing you've ever said? Asked the boy.
Help, said the horse.
Asking for help is a very brave thing. Do not take it as a sign of weakness. It means you have the courage to say, I'm lost. I can't do this alone. Not everyone can do that.
So you're brave. Show that you're brave.
When have you been at your strongest? Asked the boy.
When I have dared to show my weakness.
Asking for help isn't giving up, said the horse. It's refusing to give up.
Sometimes I worry. You'll all realize I'm just ordinary, said the boy.
Love doesn't need you to be extraordinary, said the mole.
We keep thinking we have to show ourselves to be something amazing.
No, love is just accepting the way things are, the way we are.
We all need a reason to keep going, said the horse.
What's yours?
You three, said the fox.
Getting home, said the boy.
And what do you think the mole said?
Cake.
I've discovered something better than cake.
No, you haven't, said the boy.
I have, replied the mole. What is it?
A hug. It lasts longer.
Nothing beats kindness, said the horse. It sits quietly beyond all things.
If there's one thing this pandemic has taught us, it is to be kind, isn't it?
Kind.
Less judgmental. Kind to others, but kind to ourselves.
Sometimes, said the horse.
Sometimes what? Said the boy.
Sometimes just getting up and carrying on is brave and magnificent.
How do they look so together and perfect?
Asked the boy. They're talking about
swans.
There's a lot of frantic paddling going on underneath, said the horse.
The greatest illusion, said the mole, is that life should be perfect.
The definition of perfect. Who says perfect? Who says what is perfect? Progress over perfection, always.
Is this the moon?
Asked the boy.
No, it's a teacup stain, said the mole. And where there's tea, ding, there's cake.
Be curious.
Life is difficult, but you are loved.
So you know all about me? Asked the boy.
Yes, said the horse.
And you still love me?
We love you all the more.
Sometimes I think you believe in me more than I do, said the boy.
You'll catch up, said the horse.
The fox never really speaks, whispered the boy.
No, and it's lovely that he's with us, said the horse.
To be honest, I often feel I have nothing.
nothing interesting to say, said the fox. Being honest is always interesting, said the horse. Isn't that a lovely thing? If you're honest, it's interesting. There's something I haven't told you, said the horse. What's that? Said the boy. I could fly, but I stopped because it made other horses jealous. Well, we love you whether you can fly or not. Okay, the horse felt strong, felt comfortable in his own skin. And here is where Charlie Magazine just has a wonderful, wonderful play around with black paper on which he's just used chalk, perhaps. And you can see the horse, look, starting to fly, find his wings. Is your glass half empty or half full? Asked the mole. I think I'm grateful to just have a glass, said the boy. We don't know about tomorrow, said the horse. All we need to know is that we love each other. When the dark clouds come, keep going. Keep going. When the big things feel out of control, focus on what you love, right under your nose. This storm will pass. After the storm, look at that, it's going to be beautiful. We have such a long way to go, sighed the boy. Yes, but look how far we've come, said the horse. Isn't that something we forget always? You know, it's like when you're learning swimming or you're learning the piano or something new and you say, oh goodness, I've such a long way to go. I've got miles to complete and I've got grades to go, but we forget the progress we've made. Don't forget that. Sometimes I want to say I love you all, said the mole, but I find it difficult. Do you? Said the boy. Yes, so I say something like, I'm glad we are all here. Okay, said the boy. I'm glad we're all here. We are so glad you are here too. What's your best discovery? Said the mole. That I'm enough as I am, said the boy. I'm enough. I don't need to prove anything to anybody. I've realized why we are here, whispered the boy. For cake? Asked the mole. To love, said the boy. And be loved, said the horse. What do we do when our hearts hurt? Asked the boy. We wrap them with friendship, shared tears and time, till they wake hopeful and happy again. Wrap them with friendship. Don't you feel the warmth and love in that? That's incredible. Do you have any other advice? Asked the boy. Don't measure how valuable you are by the way you are treated. This is such an incredible life lesson. There will be people who will tell you all kinds of things. They will be mean to you. They will say things to you that will hurt your heart. But that is their problem, not yours. And you cannot measure yourself by what they say. You are enough. Don't measure yourself by that. Always remember, you matter. You're important and you are loved. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. Home isn't always a place, is it? Thank you. The end. Or look how far we've come. That is the end where he says, sometimes all you hear about is the hate, but there is more love in the world than you could possibly imagine. So, I think there could not have been a more fitting book to end this year with, a story of hope, friendship, finding yourself being happy with what you are, knowing that you're enough, knowing that you matter, that you're valuable, and knowing that you will always come home. On that note, I wish you love, I wish you happiness, I wish you good health, I wish that you always find your glass more important than knowing whether it's half full or not. And I wish that 2021 brings abundance in every shape and form for all of us. On that note, I'd like to wish you goodbye, Happy New Year, and see you in 2021. Toodles!